Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We are once again under siege. Once again, the greater Richmond area is in many ways, during certain hours of the day, under the control of lawbreakers. And all you have to do is listen to any sort of newscast, and you hear the police officers are being portrayed as the bad guys. The mayor of the city of Richmond, who is conspicuous by his lack of concern for the city of Richmond. God, what a grossly incompetent excuse for a mayor he is. Just terrible. Just terrible. He basically said, hey, I don't really care. I don't care what happens to the city. I don't care about damage. I don't care about these businesses that are being lost. I don't care about the millions and millions of dollars that are going to be lost because, frankly, I don't intend to be here. You know, you got to remember something about LeVar Stoney. He's not in this for the long haul, kids. He's here because he desperately needed to check a box off his list, his political CV. Oh, I got to be a mayor somewhere. He could have just as easily been the mayor of Newport News or Virginia Beach or anywhere. I mean, he's not from any of these places, you understand. And in the meantime, folks who actually are concerned with our area are really, really, really being walloped. As you know, as a former police officer, I look at the men and women still going out there every single day doing the job, and I just think to myself, I certainly wouldn't do it, and I don't know how they can begin their shift each and every day or evening or in the middle of the night and say, yeah, this is going to be okay for us. Look, we need a lot of help. I will tell you that Tim Anderson is an attorney. He's out in Virginia Beach, but he's getting a lot of attention throughout the Commonwealth because he's got a lot to say, a lot to offer, if you will, on all of these issues. Tim, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us a little bit about your law practice and, frankly, why you've decided to take it and throw it into the mix on all of this.
Well, you know, for the biggest part of this moment of time of civil unrest, we've watched the political leaders continue to take a knee and bow to the mob. Right. And I have a very good, solid Facebook platform of people that have been following me for since really back in the November time period when the Democrats took control. And I started just explaining to people what the new bills are saying and how the legislative process works. And I built up a good base of folks. And mm-hmm. So what I, you know, when I started watching the mob and, you know, the protesting and then those turned into riots, you know, what I kept seeing was a consistent theme, which is you either have to be for Black Lives Matter or you have to be for the police, but you can't be both. And that is just such a false narrative. you know, where the hijacking of this matter by insurgents essentially have said, look, you know, if you don't give us every single thing we demand, you hate black people, you're racist. If you say cops are heroes, you are racist. You are against the movement, and that is just all untrue. And the political leaders are going along with it. The only people that are being prosecuted right now are police officers. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable. So I've picked two fights, one in Portsmouth and one in Richmond. And the fight that I'm picking in Richmond is with Mayor Stoney. He fired the police chief for an event that happened in Richmond where a police officer was sitting in his SUV, and they rolled up to a stoplight, and there was a line of protesters blocking the road. And the cop backed the car up, and the protesters kind of converged on the car, and the police officer tried to drive into the area, and the protesters followed him. They're kicking his car, screaming at him. He actually got assaulted by one of the protesters. And, you know, police officer just calmly and slowly drives through the crowd, and, you know, people are like, oh, look, he tried to run us over. The media reports that the, you know, police officers are driving into the crowd. But, I mean, if that officer hadn't done that, they would have set his car on fire. They would have pulled these police officers out and you know, injured them. And so the mayor of Richmond, you know, fired the police chief over that incident. And, well, you know, he demanded his resignation, same thing. And he says that the police officer needs to be suspended and criminally investigated by the Commonwealth attorney. You know, this is just unbelievable. So I then went up to Richmond last weekend and, you know, took a tour of the Richmond Police Department. And my God, it looks like it should be in Fallujah. You know, the police department is boarded up. It's guarded by monster barricades filled with rocks. You know, the state police have to guard the police station. And then it's surrounded by dump trucks that the Public Works Department has brought in that have all been vandalized and all been, you know, tires slashed, windows broken. But they had to fortify the police station with dump trucks because the rioters have overtaken the police. And the governor sits there without deploying the National Guard. Oh, everything's fine. Everything's normal. And the mayor is like, oh, yeah, you guys, you know, we're with you. We're with you. It's just unbelievable. So that's the fight I'm in Richmond. And what I'm trying to do is change the narrative of what's actually really happening.
So let me ask you, how is that going, Tim?
Well, so step one is getting the body camera. So that video of the police officer driving through the crowd just shows the right side of the vehicle. It doesn't show what actually happened on the left. And from interviews I've had with police officers who have firsthand knowledge of what happened, the driver of that police vehicle got assaulted. He got hit in the head by one of those protesters. They were throwing bleach. They were throwing urine. And then at the very end of the video, you can see that there's this, it looks like he's a white kid. He takes a brick and he throws it at the police car. It actually explodes the back of the window of the police car as they're driving off. I mean, so what's important is to get the body camera video of what was actually going on inside. Now, why that's important is then you can see the firsthand perspective of everything that's going on inside the vehicle and how that police officer exercised tremendous restraint, being assaulted, being attacked, you know, by these rioters. You know, you can't call protesters in every situation. They're rioters. They're insurgents. They're domestic terrorists. You know, call them what they are. And, you know, these police are just out there with the politicians pandering to these people, to these rioters. And then when the police are out there trying to enforce law and order, they're just waiting for them to get in trouble and say, see, that's why police are bad. It's absolutely terrible what they're doing in Richmond and in Portsmouth. Portsmouth is no better. So trying to change the narrative. So step one, get those body cameras. Step two, expose the truth. And, you know, hopefully people will have the political will to, you know, elections are coming up in November, have the political will to replace the mayor with somebody who more represents law and order rather than lawlessness.
So here's my question. Tim Anderson is joining us. Tim is an attorney based out in Virginia Beach, but he's coming here to Richmond relative to that one particular case that we've talked about. So you've talked about your desire to get that body cam footage. How have you requested it, and what has the response been from those who would be the custodians of that footage?
So I did a standard FOIA request to the police department, Freedom of Information Act request. Mm-hmm. And when you do that request, the government has 5 days, business days, to either give you the video or claim whatever exception that they're going to claim. Now, I didn't request just that video. I requested the video of both of the police officers who were shot and injured in June. I requested body cam video of a police officer who had a brick thrown at him while he was in a car, and it actually put him on disability leave. I'm going to get all this video and expose, you know. So this is the kind of the theme of the protesters. It's even like the other day, they come out and they put a video screen in downtown Richmond, and they're just going to watch a movie on the public street. Oh, we're just peacefully here. And, you know, these peaceful protesters turn into outright riots, you know, in a spark. And, you know, so then the police have to come in and use tear gas to disperse. And, you know, the people have respirator masks to deal with the tear gas. And these aren't peaceful protesters. These are domestic terrorists. And, you know, now there are peaceful protesters. And I don't want to take away from those. Those guys have tremendous respect for. You want to have a march and walk through and peacefully do something, or like the VCDL did with their lobby day where you had 60,000 people in Richmond peacefully protesting, nothing got vandalized, all for that, 100%. But, you know, these guys going after the cops and attacking the cops, and then the mayor saying that the cops should be suspended and criminally investigated and firing the police chief, it's just unbelievable what's happening. So we're going to expose the truth, and, you know, the body cam, you know, it's all on the body cam. We get it. Yeah. So we requested it. We're waiting for the city of Richmond to turn it over. I think Monday is going to be the deadline for them to turn it over or to ask for an extension. But nonetheless, we're going to get it, and we're going to start setting the record straight.
All right. Well, Tim, here's what I want to do. Number one, I want to make sure that we get you on next week so we can get updated on this. I want to stay close to you on this story. For folks who have not seen your videos on Facebook yet, or this is the first time they are learning about you, what is the best way for them to stay up to date with what you're doing?
Well, you know, the campaign is all on Facebook, and so you've got to have a Facebook account. And you got to go onto Facebook, and, you know, when you go in there and you type in a name, like if you typed in Tim Anderson, it'd show up, you know, a bunch of Tim Andersons. You got to find me. But what you do is you find my law firm page, and it's just Virginia Law Office, one word. Mm-hmm. And it will have all, you know, you get in there, you're going to see all the videos of what's happened. And I'll tell you this, we have a extremely big video that we are going to release that is going to be very hard for Mayor Stoney to come back from. And so once we get the body camera video and we release it, we're going to release this bombshell video of Mayor Stoney. And it could possibly be, you know, a politician career altering video. So I have it, and we're going to release it once we get the body cam, so we can show the truth. The officer was assaulted, and you know what? We're going to prove that Mayor Stoney knew that. And so when he called for him to be criminally investigated, so wait and see.
All right. Well, Tim, I appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you again next week. That is Tim Anderson. Again, Tim is an attorney. He's based out in Virginia Beach, but he is bringing a big, big action relative to Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney and his anti-police activities. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.